resistance, but gave way step by step. Pox could see something back in the trees, brigands or perhaps orcs, waiting for a chance, but unwilling to fight in close formation. The Saiyan heavy horse charged again and again, breaking open the enemy formation and letting the foot soldiers advance a few strides with ease. But once on the slope, up the next ridge, they could not break through. The enemy still had the higher ground and outnumbered the defenders 2-1. Pox looked around for more of Liart's priests. She was sure more were nearby, but they kept out of sight, only occasionally showing themselves in the midst of their fighters. They had gained perhaps half the upward slope when Pox heard a battle horn's cry above the clamor. At once, the enemy attacked in full force, slamming into the defenders' lines and forcing them back down the hill. It was all they could do to keep their formation in this retreat. One after another staggered and fell, to be trampled underfoot. Pox sent the red horse directly at the enemy. Those in front of her melted away, but on either side they drove on. She found herself surrounded, fought her way back through to stiffen the defense. When she looked up again, the eastward road was full of men, two full cohorts of heavy infantry, in Varakai blue and silver that gleamed in the afternoon sun. A half-cohort of archers, in rose and dark green, halted above them and shot down the hill into the defenders. As the Varakaian infantry charged downhill, the enemy opened to let them through, the force of their charge undamped. But the king had seen all this as soon as Pox. In moments, Doran had swung her cohort and the yeoman off the road just enough that the Varakaian charge slid along the flank of the defenders rather than hitting it squarely. Now they scrambled downhill to level ground as best they could, losing in seconds ground it had cost hours to gain. By the time they were reorganized in the valley, more than a dozen yeomen and 8 of Doran's veterans lay dead. Shadow already streaked the little valley. They had been fighting for hours. Pox herself felt little fatigue, but she saw in the drawn faces around her that they could not keep going without a respite. Meanwhile, the Varakaian, finding stiff resistance, had slowed. As the day turned on toward evening, they eased their attack and disengaged. Pox could see their supply train coming down the road. Liart's followers were scavenging in the king's, pulling packs off the dead horses and mules. The defenders rested as best they could, locked in a tight square, with a king in the center. When the attackers pulled back, all three marshals began healing the wounded they could find. By unspoken agreement, Pox stayed alert for any arcane attack of evil. She knew that the Liartian priests were not finished. They would have something else planned. Enemy campfires began to flicker in the fading light. Soon the smell of cooking would come along the wind, tantalizing the defenders. Doran edged over to her. "Pox, my troops have some food, trail bread, and we still have 4 of our mules. That's enough for one meal, perhaps." "What about the yeomen?" Pox remembered seeing them stuff food into pockets and sacks. "I didn't think they'd have any. I'll ask." In the end, only the Saiyan Royal Guard had nothing. When the rest was shared out, all had an almost normal ration, cold but strengthening. Water was a harder problem, but one of the yeomen solved it for them. They had been driven back nearly to the ford, but one unit of enemy troops had cut them off from the water. The yeoman, however, knew this stream and said that its water came near the surface some distance from the stream itself. So it proved, a hole scarcely knee-deep, filled with fresh water. They widened the hole until several could fill their helmets at once. The water sufficed for both men and horses. Before full dark, all had drunk their fill and had eaten enough to feel refreshed.